This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens. Good day in your tech hour with Victoria, Greg, and Rich, the regular players here, with one exception. Because of technical difficulties, your fearless leader is not here to join us.
I am not taking the fall for this.
No, it's not your fault. You know what it is? And I will tell you, I mean, being in the radio business for, 20-whatever years, you see connectivity issues in certain pockets around the country. And one of the things that California doesn't deal well with, and Florida, actually, is rain. And I can predict the weather. I can look at the weather, the Farmer's Almanac, and I can tell you when we're going to have connection issues with Doug, when he's in Florida or California and there's going to be rain. And sure enough,
does he deliberately travel to places where there's connectivity issues?
He deliberately travels to places where it's warm and sunny and they don't know how to deal with the rain.
Oh, there you go.
So, and L.A. has epic rain and fallout from it right now, so it's really bad.
So, and it's funny because Doug gets frustrated with the technology, but the technology is just, the infrastructure there isn't built to sustain this kind of moisture. And that's one of the things. So, I mean, if you've ever had to call the phone company or your internet provider and there's all kinds of crazy weather going on outside and you've noticed that, hey, listen, my internet speed is terrible. What's going on? My phone doesn't work. What's happening? That's what Doug is dealing with right now. No, it's fun. So, all right. So, as usual, Greg and Victoria and I will. The beauty of Doug not being here is we don't have to spend the first.
Is he listening?
He probably can't get the connection. We don't have to spend the first 15 minutes talking about whatever's going on Doug's iPad.
I was thinking that.
And we can actually start with some of the bigger news stories of the day. Which, Greg, you sent me one, and I'm. Failed to be able to open it right here, but
yet another connectivity issue.
Who's that?
Well, so there was a story over at CNN.com last week that I think about 10 people sent me in a panic. The headline is, "Please stop charging your phone in public ports." Well, what is a public port? That means, you're at the airport and you plug your phone into that thing. And what's interesting about this story, for some reason, it's become, sometimes there's this cycle of news, but sometimes the things that alarm people the most is actually old news. So this is a known phenomena. It's been around for 5 or 6 years. It's called juice jacking. And I wouldn't be as concerned at the airport as other more public places. Remember, you can't really get into the airport to sabotage something unless you already work on the other side or you're traveling or something. But it is a known phenomena that if you plug your phone into a public charging station, there is a chance that someone could be using that public charging station as a way of stealing data from the phones that are connected to it.
Let's walk through that real quick, 'cause help me understand how my plugging in for power gives somebody access to my phone. How do they work through that network?
Well,
to
so
enter
it's actually
my phone.
Yeah, it's actually very easy, and I'm going to give you an example that's going to hit home. Do you ever plug your phone into your computer to download your photos?
Sure.
Bingo. Some cables are charging cables, and some cables are charging and data cables. So if the, and I don't know exactly how they do this, and there's probably 10 ways to do it, but conceptually, a hacker has either built into the thing or added, like, through some kind of charging device, like the thing you plug into the wall socket, they've built into some kind of memory device in there, and then used a cable that is both for data and charging. So you walk along, you plug the cable into your phone, and essentially what you've just done is give them the ability to access everything on your phone. So you won't know it, or you may not know it.
Is this like the ATM scam where somebody puts an adapter on an ATM, you put your card into that adapter unknowing, thinking
that's
that
exactly, and that, yeah, that's exactly right.
So for this, for somebody to steal your information at, let's say, an airport charging station, they would have had to put that adapter on there first.
That's exactly right. Okay. Or if you're at a public place, that public charging station may have been built or put there explicitly for the purpose of stealing people's data.
There were some stories that happened at certain airports where it looks like it's a charging kiosk and it has all the different adapters, you know, to plug into whatever type of phone you have, and they're just portable kiosks and people didn't know how they got there or why they were there, and they were stealing data from people. So, and as soon as you plug in, it's, I mean, that's it. It's like donezo.
Yes, so it is yet another call to arms in a way of just being aware of what you're doing. I mean, public Wi-Fi, I never use it. Public charging stations, right. I never use it.
Right.
You know, your phone today will allow you to use it as a hotspot, up your data plan a little bit if you need it. These are just two areas where you're very easily potentially exposing yourself, and why would you want to do that when you don't have to? It's so easy to work around it.
One last point on this, and what is in my phone, and how? I mean, I understand navigation of a computer and how somebody can access my computer at a certain point and then navigate through it. I do not understand how a device that is built on apps, how somebody gets into that and then navigates into your into the back end of that device?
Well, it's going to depend on whether it's an iPhone or an Android. So I'll speak from the Android perspective since it's what I'm most familiar with. You know, even when you think you're going to Gmail and you're using your email online, obviously some of it is still stored on your phone, right? Because if you don't have,
sure,
if you're on a plane, you can look at your email, right? So that's an access point right there. In the case of Android, there is actually a folder full of all of your data on an Android phone. There must be a similar file structure on an iPhone, even though, as you said, it's mostly driven by apps. Some things are living on your phone, and some of that information is going to be valuable to a hacker.
You know, it's interesting. I have a follow-up question to that, actually. You mentioned airplanes. When you're on an airplane, if you need Wi-Fi, you don't have another option except to use the airplane's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, go in flight.
Yeah, and I have also heard that they have literally put no money into securing those networks. Is that true? Is that...
I don't know it's a really good question, and I don't know the answer to it. And I have to tell you, I use that, but boy, does it make me nervous.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm always kind of looking around going, who else on the plane is using it? And it would not surprise me if tomorrow we heard a story about a hacker on a plane stealing data from other passengers.
Right. Yep.
All right, well...
offline. Download everything. Netflix lets you download now, and you can watch it offline later, so that's our recommendation.
I would say everybody should use LastPass, and they should change their passwords once a month.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's definitely a saving.
Those password programs are really very valuable. You use LastPass. I use another one called Dashlane. If you're choosing one, you want to choose one where, with the click of a button, you can change all of your passwords so it doesn't take you the entire weekend. And right, that is a good idea.
Yeah,
it is a really good idea to change your
password. They automate it, and they choose your passwords for you. The only password you need to remember is getting into the password protector site. After that, it's all done for you.
Right, and make that a really hard one, and don't worry about remembering it because your fingers will, even if your head can't.
Hey, coming up, I want to talk about, follow up on a story we talked about last week where Verizon was going to all-you-can-eat data, And I want to see if there's been any bounce back from the other providers and see whether they're going to jump in as well, because I'm an AT&T guy. So it's 16 past the hour coming up on Doug Steffen's Good Day. We will talk about whether you are going to get free data.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Victoria, Greg, and Rich with you talking tech. Doug is having tech issues. That's why he's not here. Greg, last week we heard that Verizon was going to open up their plans to all-you-can-consume data. Being an AT&T subscriber and just going through a rehashing of my bill with AT&T to get more data, I'm very curious to see. And then, you know, there are several other companies that provide kind of all-you-can-use data. Is this going to be the thing? And have we seen anything now that Verizon, one of the big gorillas on the block, has done it? Is everybody else going to move to that?
Well, it's actually the other way around. I mean, Sprint and T-Mobile were already doing it. All of the little, they're called MVNOs, you know, the Boosts and the Crickets and
right.
All those guys were doing it. So Verizon and sort of AT&T have been the holdouts. AT&T, you could get unlimited data, but you had to have UVerse or DirecTV, so there was an upsell there.
Right. Mm.
I think AT&T is now offering unlimited data to everybody, but it's frankly wildly overpriced.
Well, it went live on Friday. Yeah, we were.
But
I'm
I think
an
it starts
customer.
At $100.
It I does. The each additional line they said is $40, so they don't charge you for the fourth line. So you can actually have four lines for $180. So I think if you buy more, it ends up being cheaper than Verizon. But if you're just a singular user, then it's expensive.
So I'm four phones.
So you should be $180 a month then.
But be careful, because, and check this out, I think what I'm saying is correct, but you'll want to verify it. I don't think you can use your phone as a hotspot.
Ooh, that's
I think that's something you have to add extra. In the Verizon, so here's how the Verizon plan works. And it's not necessarily right for everyone. So again, you've really got to take a close look, not just at your plan, but how each phone on your plan is using data to know if you should switch. In the Verizon model, it's $80, unlimited data. That does not mean unlimited high-speed data. It's really important to understand that. But it's not, you know, it's 22 gigs of high-speed data. That's a lot of data, but you're not sharing it for an individual phone.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to start shopping because, you know what? When you have teenage kids with phones, you need all you can get. All right, there it is. So check it out. See if you can save a little money. Hopefully we saved you a little money here on the Good Day Show. It's 21 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen's Good Day, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Steffen here, all in your tech hour. Doug Steffen is off while he's trying to rip some wires out of his wall and figure out why he can't get to us today. So we've been talking about your connectivity and having safe connectivity, whether you're in an airport or Starbucks, and also your connectivity with regard to your bill and how much data you use. And then along with that is an experience that Victoria's had where she just re-signed with her local provider, RCN in New York, and upgraded her service so that she could have faster data. And went through all of the questions that one should ask when you're upgrading a plan. Are there any
right.
fees? Are there any this?
Do I need a new modem? Right. Or do I need a new Wi-Fi?
Nope, you're good. Nope, Ms. Keelan, you're fine. Great. You're all you need to do is sign on the dotted line. Well, lo and behold, what do you get in the mail, Victoria?
I opened up. I have no paper. I'm pretty much paperless. But the one bill that I do get in paper form is my RCN cable bill. We just cut the cable, so we only have internet now with them. And so I just happened to open it up over the weekend, and I saw they charged me $250 without telling me for the upgraded internet service. And I asked two different people, because I called two different times with Richie's help. I went back and forth on what speed should I get and the whole thing. And I asked both people, you know, is there an upcharge for this? No, you can cancel any time. If you want to downgrade again, it's no problem. It's no fee. They never said anything about a technician fee coming out to visit. They said, oh, don't worry. He'll pick up your cable box while he's there giving you the new modem. No problem. And then, bam, $80 for the technician and $250 for this digital conversion fee. That's what it's called. So, RCN, you will be hearing from me today.
Wow. So, but you know what I think the bigger story here is? Here's why I think companies love when people get their bills electronically or digitally and then pay them, you know, you auto pay. And it means we look less and less carefully at the money that's going out of our accounts.
Yeah.
And so are you going to miss a $250 and an $80 charge? Yes. But what about all the fivesies and the tensies that
I
don't
tell you,
catch?
As a guy who has to oversee all of the phone bills for a radio network, look at those taxes. Look at those extra charges. I have one phone bill. It's $750 here. for our office lines. About just under $200 of that is fees and taxes. It is ridiculous. And the names that they give these fees and taxes is out of this world. Compliance fee, usage fee, they make stuff up. Guys are sitting, accountants are sitting back in offices going, I've run out of names. Somebody give me a name that I can charge somebody an extra $1.86 for. You know, and it's
well,
like,
and you may think $1.86 is not a big deal, but they're charging millions of people.
Exactly.
$1.86.
So yeah. Then you see like Bob's Mother's Army Boots fee, you know, and it's just it's ridiculous and it's out of control. And so and Doug and I have always had this conversation. You should have to pay your taxes out of your paycheck by writing a check every single month. Because once you get your paycheck and the tax is already taken out, you don't pay any attention to it. All you think about is what I got. You don't think about what you were supposed to get or what it was before they took the taxes out. And it's the same thing with phone bills. Sit down and look at that phone bill and call your phone company and call your congressman and say, what is up with this tax? And what is up with this fee? And why am I having to pay this? I'm going to go to somebody else. And that's one of the reasons I went to... oh, shoot, which is the VoIP phone service.
Like Vonage or something like that?
It's $25 flat fee with a $3 service. I pay $28 a month for VoIP phone service. I don't have any of those little teeny taxes that add up to another $20. It's crazy.
Well, but the bigger story is it's not we're just talking about phone bills here, but really in all of your bills, it's so easy to never look and
yep.
get money out of your pocket because
look
errors get made and worse.
Yep, absolutely. So just take 1 month. You don't need to do it every month. Take 1 month and look at your bills and just say, enough. I've had enough. It's 28 past on a good day.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Stefan with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. The new, I don't know how new this is. I just found out about a way to get the phone company complaints because I have so many complaints about Verizon and have had. Am I just difficult?
How much of your time is spent complaining about things?
Well, that's
I like
it.
He just goes, am I just difficult?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a website called phonecompanycomplaints.com. Let's all go there right now.
Let's see.
Phonecompanycomplaints.com. So you can, I know lots of people who have problems. They certainly don't have an exemplary track record when it comes to customer service. You can't find anybody to talk to. You fight with them. They want to yell at you. You get somebody on the phone, can't understand what you're saying because they don't speak English particularly well. I'm just tired of explaining my plight to clueless frontline staff people. So that's why I found this phonecompanycomplaints.com.
I'm not finding that.
It says it's not a real domain.
I think the bottom line is...
I found it.
I think they need customer assistance for certain personalities and certain people. Like, for example, I call Verizon. I may have a very different experience than you do because...
You talk their language.
I talk their language. I may understand what they're saying a little bit better than you do.
So is that my fault? I'm supposed to understand?
No,
you just, that's part of your business. It's part of your interest, your expertise. These are tools for me. They're not my
choice. So they need to be. And when I was in the car business, I used to have the same conversation with salespeople. You do this every day for a living.
Mm-hmm.
This is just nothing more than Tuesday to you.
Yeah.
To them, they're coming in and buying one of the biggest purchases that they will ever do in their life, and they only do it about every 5 to 6 years, every 2 or 3 years if they're really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal for them, and they don't understand it the way that you do. You have
a great
to
way of
them.
Explaining it. This is a great way. I mean, the arrogance of these little twerps in the Apple Store.
First of all, for the record,
I've never had anyone have any arrogance in an Apple Store. You go in, your problem is solved.
See,
everyone's courteous and smart and nice. Like,
that's
because
you
had
speak
that.
Their language and you're their age.
They
don't have any respect for me whatsoever.
He sees their inability to understand where he's coming from as arrogance, whereas they see it as... I was raised on this stuff.
Yeah.
This is second nature to me. I don't understand why you don't understand it.
Well, that's because you're not in the right job, because somebody there should understand what a large portion of their audience or their user base is, and what they're thinking and what they're experiencing.
What are your complaints, though? Like, when you go to the Apple Store, I mean, what products are you looking, because you don't have an iPhone, so what are you looking to get fixed?
Well, most of the time if I go to an Apple Store, either I have had work done on my iPhone, my iPad, but I go with Meredith. When she goes, she has everything that there is. She's got a watch, she's got the iPhone, she's got an iPad, she's got a Mac laptop.
So she obviously understands how to work all of it.
She's better at it than I am, that's for sure. She's better at technology
than I am. That's not hard.
Thank you.
But what are you encountering then that's so
what
difficult?
We encounter when we go in is this sort of, first of all, you have to wait forever. Then you get to somebody and they look down their nose at you. You feel like you're a second-class citizen because you don't know what you are supposed to know, or at least they think you're supposed to know, in order to get started. I find it very disconcerting.
That's too bad.
I know a lot of people who are my age who get it.
Victoria and I, because we do speak the language, I can pick up the phone at any given time, Sunday afternoon, and I can get somebody from Apple on the phone to help me with whatever problem I have. I dial the phone and it says, the wait time is 20-some minutes. Would you like us to call you back? I hit yes.
Yep.
In 20 minutes, they call me back. They answer my questions. They walk me through it. They will not hang up until I am satisfied.
Yeah.
And problem solved. But I understand what you're saying. I speak their language. I understand what they're asking me to do.
So they want me to buy their product and to be happy with its service, but they don't want to take the time to explain to me what I don't know, what I don't understand.
When I was a car salesman, one day I walked out on the lot, and I was 21 years old, 22 years old, and an elderly gentleman
smart
was walking.
A smart apple, no doubt.
Right, oh yeah. And an elderly, no, I was a young, respectful kid, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
So an elderly gentleman was walking up, and it was my turn to take the next customer. I was next up. Okay? So I approach the gentleman and I say, how are you today? May I help you? And he doesn't even look at me, walks right by me. And he walks to a 50-year-old guy that was behind me on the sales floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do when you walk into an Apple Store.
Where are you going to find that person?
You need
the Apple Store?
No, I've seen plenty of 40 and 45-year-old ladies, housewives, moms, who go work there part-time. What you need to do is you need to walk in and you need to find somebody that speaks more your language.
Hmm.
And a little bit later in the afternoon, I got a chance to talk to this gentleman, and he said, I'm sorry I walked by you, that was rude, but I just feel more comfortable with somebody who kind of speaks my language.
Experience, yeah.
Ends up his last name was McFadden.
No.
Yeah. So
did you sell him or did the other guys?
The other guy sold him, and he was a nice guy, and we had a great conversation. But it's you, when you walk in, you need to make sure that I don't speak to that 19-year-old kid that doesn't speak my language. And this goes with anything. When you walk into a furniture store, try and find somebody to speak your language. Don't just let them send the first person that walks up to you. If you don't feel comfortable with that, find a salesperson that speaks your language.
See, that's one of the great things about you that I admire. You don't you don't take a back seat when you're, and you shouldn't. None of us should, because we're spending our money.
Yeah.
They're getting the largesse. Us spending money with them to keep you in business. So if you don't have respect for me or us or those people who are keeping you in business, you have no business being there.
But the bigger thing that I would like people to take away from this is, if you are a salesperson, don't take for granted that because you know this inside and out, that they do. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid. Make it easy for them.
That is true. And, you know, I do think, and I of all the generations, the hardest hit with technology is my parents' generation, which would sort of be Doug's generation, too.
Yeah.
You guys have the biggest disadvantage. And I do see this with my mom all the time. Just over the weekend, I was trying to help her search some stuff online, and everything was going wrong for her. And I get frustrated because, to me, it's so simple. But I do realize it is, you guys are at a real disadvantage. You didn't grow up with it. I did. Rich is sort of on the fringe, so he probably had it for most of his life. He had all the technology, but he also works in that industry, so he is up on everything. But yeah, I do feel sorry for you guys, because you are at a real disadvantage. It's true.
Well, you're not just sorry for me. You're just being nice.
Fine, then I feel sorry for my mom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And my friend's moms, who we all go through the same thing. We're on the phone on the weekends doing tech support for our parents. So that's just
God
how
bless
it is.
My mom, man. My mom, for whatever reason, she gets it. And she's not perfect at it, but she figures out a way.
Curious. Yeah,
and it is frustrating, because I hear the frustration in my mom's voice, and I know it's tough.
See, but you have to go there in order. It's just, when did I find another experience this weekend that has something that I'm doing? The town meeting. We have town meeting next week. They don't send you all of the articles and the schedule for town meeting. Used to come in the mail to all of us who are town meeting members. No more. Go on the town website and print out on your own what it is that they
do for them. Saving paper.
Yeah, saving paper. That's good.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to bring my laptop with me to town meeting or my iPad. A lot of people do, though. They bring their devices, and they keep track and have sort of a running, it's almost like a running commentary with the discussion that's going on.
Right.
In a moment, the story from Fitbit that says you're using your alarm clock the wrong way. So let's find out how to use your alarm
clock. It's going off way too early.
Yes. That could be. 43 past the hour now.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Being able to tell whether a farmer or another person for that matter is under stress may enable you to help save a life. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
You don't have to be a behavioral expert to see that a person's under stress. There are some common warning signs to watch for. According to Suzanne Pish, who works with Michigan State University Extension on social and emotional health.
Number one thing might be a change in routine, like maybe they participated in their kids' activities, they attended church, they went to coffee group, went to the feed mill, but then all of a sudden that starts to decline. And increase in illness within the farmer and the farm family, increase in farm accidents tend to happen with fatigue or loss of ability to concentrate with the prolonged stress.
Pish says kids under stress may act out more. Their grades at school may drop and their absences may go up. In the last installment of this series tomorrow on stress in the farming community, a couple of ways you can help the mind deal with stress. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
All right, 47 after the hour, Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden with the latest on the Fitbit. You have an easy time going to sleep at night? Do you hit the pillow and you go, or do you have trouble? There's a Fitbit app for that. This is the fitness tracking device, right? They've rolled out a new feature aimed at improving your rest time. Among the updates are alerts to remind you to go to sleep. What good is that?
I think Richie uses this, don't you?
Yeah, I don't use the Fitbit one, but on your iPhone, there's a reminder. You can tell your iPhone, how many hours sleep do I want and what time do I need to get up? It's called bedtime. It's a new feature in their clock app. And it will send you a reminder at 9:30 at night, hey, it's time to go to bed. And it's a pretty cool addition to the app. But then, additionally, I have a Garmin step tracker that also tracks your sleep. And that basically tracks movement when you're sleeping in bed. So if you are completely still and your arm with your tracker on does not move at all, it counts that as deep sleep. Whereas if you're kind of rolling around, moving around, whatever, it counts that as light sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you sync it with your app, and it tells you how much deep sleep you had versus how much light sleep you had. And I find that I use this feature of my tracker more than I use the steps feature, because I want to know how well I slept every night. That's more important to me than knowing I took 6 hours.
What do you do?
Do
you take, all right, so when you learn how well you slept, what do you use that information for? How do you then improve your sleep?
You know, one of the things I learned is that if I get over 2.5 hours of deep sleep a night, that I usually feel pretty rested, and that for me to get
so this tells you how much deep sleep you have.
Well, it's REM sleep versus deep sleep. You have pre-sleep, light sleep, REM sleep, and deep sleep. So it counts REM sleep and deep sleep as deep sleep. But as long as 50% of your sleep is one of those two forms of deep sleep, you're doing okay. So I know I need to get at least 5.5 hours to 6 hours to get 2.5 hours of deep sleep. So that's what I try to do. I try to get 6 hours at least.
There's the Fitbit one. Then what else? Who else has one of these?
Garmin. And
everybody has
yeah. Garmin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But they are good analytical tools, it looks like.
I like it. It's very useful to me.
Yeah. Yeah, analytical tools. Well, that's what this is all about. Tech Talk time. Give you ideas on how to use your or improve your technological focus. This was just for me for the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time for Monday. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeler. We're going to look at the items. You know what? I got to stop. I got to erase that from my vocabulary. And a lot of people say the same thing that are doing radio. We have to look at it. We're not looking at a damn thing. It's a radio program. You can't see anything. You can hear us.
You can just say examine.
Examine is a good word. Thank you. Make sure you make that correction in the script. If you're hiring...
Oh, okay. The script that you don't have that doesn't exist?
Right.
Sure. I'll try to script you, Doug Steffen, because that'll go over really well.
That'll work well for about 13 seconds.
Yeah.
The Tech Talk time brought to you by the folks who are in charge of hiring your new recruits. If you are looking for a new hire, a new person, that special person for a special job, here's a special company that will help you find the best person for that special job. And if you have gone through this before, I certainly have, posting jobs, pain in the neck. And I'm in a very specialized field, whether it's the radio show or whether it's the farm. It's really hard to find qualified candidates. So if you want to put that problem behind you, you're looking for the perfect hire, then take my advice, please, and go to ZipRecruiter.com. And if you'd like to use it free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and it won't cost you a penny to post on 200-plus job sites, social media networks, all over the place you'll be with just one single click. And you've got it.
nationwide, locally, wherever, ZipRecruiter is known worldwide as being the number one way to find good candidates, quickly screen them, rate them, hire them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to do all this without spending a nickel. That's what's phenomenal about it, as much as anything else. We've made this special deal with ZipRecruiter for you to be able to use them and not have to pay. All you got to do is use the code DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is the way to get the best help and not have to pay for it. Pretty simple, huh? That's kind of a cool deal. Thank you, Doug, for doing that. You're welcome. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so let's see here. AT&T has a new unlimited plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are they doing to save money? Or what are they? They're running away from something. They must be scared about something.
Well, exactly.
They change these guys.
They're scared because last week on the Good Day Show Tech Talk Hour, we talked about Verizon Wireless introducing an unlimited data plan. And T-Mobile and Sprint and other companies have been toying with it. I think T-Mobile has done it, but that's not really the upper tier. It's usually Verizon versus AT&T. So now AT&T on Friday went live with their new unlimited data plan, and they've made it even more attractive now to suck away some of the Verizon customers because they have separated it from their DirecTV and UVerse television service. In the past, you could only get AT&T unlimited data if you bundled it with their DirecTV package. Now you can actually have unlimited data packages just for wireless. So it looks like if you have four lines, it'll be $180 a month without the TV subscription. And a single line is more expensive than Verizon. It's $100, but each additional line is $40. And then so it ends up being cheaper if you have multiple lines.
One of those old things, spend more and pay less.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yep.
All right, here's something that would be good for people who like Beauty and the Beast, whether you're a youngster or somebody is Kara's age. What's the story?
Or my age.
Or your age, yes. Right.
Even Jen.
I'm not sure this is going to fit into my wheelhouse, but let's hear what they're doing. Disney at it again.
Disney is at it again. Well, the long-awaited live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast is hitting theaters next month, starring Emma Watson. And so Disney has launched a new iPhone case. It works for the iPhone 6 or the 6S. It's a clip-on case, and it replicates Belle's enchanted mirror. And it actually has a real mirror on it. This always amazes me that no one has made, that Disney has to be the one to make a phone case where you can turn it around, and it's a mirror. And you can touch up your lipstick or what, you know. No one does this. It took Disney to do this. And the best part is the case is $12.50. And most iPhone cases are, you know, they could be $25, $30 or more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this to me is a no-brainer. Kara and I are already ordering this.
So you won't interfere with the camera or the light that you use to look at. I used my light the other day. What the heck was that? I couldn't see anything. Oh,
the flashlight on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't interfere with that at all.
I was trying to figure out. I was in this deli, and the lights were down low. It's not like you go to the deli for ambiance. I was there looking for matzo ball soup. I'm trying to find on the menu, and the lights were. I took out my iPhone and turned the light on. Now, so this won't affect that, though, right?
It will not. No, it will not. But you should definitely check it out because it looks super cool.
All right. There it is, Kara. Aren't you happy now? She's very happy.
I'm pretty excited.
Very excited. All right. DJV experience here at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.